This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome, this is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Do you think if I were two-faced, I would be wearing this one? This was Lincoln joking about his honesty and his face. In an age of photographs called selfies, what's in a face? What's the face say? And in Lincoln's case, what does his face, as we see it now in photographs, say about his spirit and his spiritual life? There is now a small library of Lincoln photographs. He was the most photographed person of his time. Lincoln, a lover of Shakespeare and all theater, knew what he was doing, getting his image out there for all to see. Especially as he ran for president, he knew people back east would need to know who this frontier lawyer was. Now, Lincoln knew that most people, most of the time, thought of him as ugly. His opponents in the presidential campaign called him a baboon, or worse. And so while Lincoln used the new media, he certainly had to overcome shame and embarrassment to show his face so much. And isn't that a mark of a spiritual person? A willingness to overcome personal shame, embarrassment, to set aside what we would call our personal negative self-image? Lincoln was motivated by the twin forces of ambition and idealism. But to put his face forward, he had to have a personal, spiritual energy. Lincoln had an inner engine of ambition. You can often see that determination and force in his face. Whatever we call the spiritual life of Lincoln, it was not without a forceful human will, a drive. In fact, in the first photograph ever of his face, all we see is drive and ambition. He's seated and he's a slicked down, sly-looking frontier lawyer. Lincoln was becoming a very rich man, and he'd married into the high society of Illinois. He was about as merciless in his ambition as it proudly shows on his face for all the world to see in that first photograph. So the great lesson on Lincoln's spiritual life is how his idealism and his heart changed his face into an illumination of gentle compassion. At the end, in his last photograph, his face was so beautiful, you could want to show it to a child and say, "See, here, this is what a good human being can look like, especially as they grow old." The sly curl of his bottom lip is gone. The dreamy gray hazel eyes are lost in valleys of shadows. And in this last image, his head is tilted slightly, almost as if he told a funny story, almost as if he is wanting to hear more of what you have to say. His ears look like parchment you could break off. He's becoming literature before our very eyes. And his hands on the arms of the chair are huge. In this last photograph, April 1865, his huge, strong, massive hands are there. The poet said the better to hold the country together with. In spiritual traditions, a face like Lincoln's is an icon to the value of what is called redemption, suffering love that heals hurts, hatreds, and divisions. This face can light us down even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.